You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Homework?
Got it.
Lunch?
Got it.
Mom packed the cookies in that Tupperware. She said not to eat too many or the bake sale won't make any profit.
Oh my God.
What's wrong?
I told her to make chocolate chip, plain circle-shaped chocolate chip cookies.
What'd she do this time?
Look.
Wow. Those are very fancy.
The bake sale is for the band's trip to Greece, right? She baked on a theme.
I gave her a theme. Chocolate chip. Look at this. She made the Parthenon.
Actually, that one's the Temple of Hephaestus. That one's the Parthenon.
Whatever, dork. I can't bring these.
She was only trying to help.
No, she was trying to show up the other moms, except she never actually shows up to show them up, so I have to listen to their crap. Oh, how lovely. Did she buy these? I don't know if they'll sell. We really have to charge $10 a piece. It's humiliating.
She would come if she could, but she can't. So she baked you these beautiful cookies so you didn't have to, and this is the thanks she gets?
I just don't know how she got them all baked in one night.
What can I say? Your mother knows how to manage her time. Speaking of, it's time to say goodbye to Frogger. He's going to his forever home today.
Seriously? Thank God.
Mom found someone to take him?
They understand his issues and will manage them.
Good for Frogger.
Who's going to a new home? Who? Who?
Watch it, honey. He still bites.
I can't believe she found someone to take that monster.
She's amazing.
We'll be sure to tell her tonight. She should be up, should be back when you get home.
I'm also going to tell her how beautiful the cookies are.
Brown noser.
Okay, go. You'll be late. Margaret, the cookies.
I hope she bakes me something good when our soccer team does the Argentina bake sale.
Ugh, she'll probably bake you a cake of Machu Picchu.
That's in Peru.
I hate you.
Honey, they're gone.
Margaret hated the cookies, didn't she?
She's 17. She hates everything.
I try so hard. If they only knew.
You could tell them.
No, not yet.
Then when? I'm exhausted, Alice. I need to...
I'm hungry. I need to eat.
It can't stay a secret forever.
Ted, I'm hungry.
Okay. I'll be right back. Come here, Frogger. Oh, come on, you stupid dog. It'll be over quick. I'll get the remains after you're asleep. I won't forget. I love you.
Good Hope Farms. No farms there anymore. Now it's a nice, upper-middle-class suburb with a top public school, solid middle American values, and solid middle American parents who will do anything to help their children succeed. And no parent does more than Alice Maxwell Whitaker, mother extraordinaire to Margaret and Beth Whitaker, and slightly less wife extraordinaire to Ted Whitaker. Though she's never attended an after-school game or volunteered to be classroom parent, she makes sure her daughters always have the best contributions to the bake sales, the best projects in the science fairs, and are never reduced to purchasing a school lunch. All the while managing a dog and cat rescue that takes in the most difficult and dangerous of unwanted animals. Her daughters don't know how she does it all. They're about to find out.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Jeez, it's dark in here. Leave me alone!
Hey. Hey, are you crying?
I thought you had a game.
Whoever made the rum cookies for your stupid bake sale didn't bake them long enough. Half the team is tipsy, coach passed out. Why are you here? I thought you had practice.
You don't know?
Know what?
Type in margaretwhitakerisaslut.org.
Oh my God, that's you.
I know.
You're naked.
I know.
Like naked, naked.
Yes, I know.
How?
Garrett Thomason.
You gave naked pictures to Garrett Thomason? Are you an idiot?
I didn't want to. He made me.
How? Did he put a gun to your head?
He said he'd tell.
Tell what?
That I stole the answers to last year's English final.
That was you?
You knew about that?
The entire middle school knows. At 8th grade orientation, they said if any of us were ever caught cheating, we'd be expelled and go to juvie.
See? I had no choice.
Well, you're still underage. Garrett's totally going to get in trouble. Legal trouble.
And then he'll tell everyone why he did it.
Oh, yeah. You are totally screwed.
Who's that?
It's Kayla. She wants to know if I've seen MargaretWhitakerIsASlut.org.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself.
Okay, no, you are not. I'm sorry, we'll figure this out. Maybe you're not totally screwed.
I'm going to kill myself.
Uh-oh.
The laptop!
What are you doing here?
The soccer team's drunk.
Oh. How long have you been home?
A while. Why do you have a garbage bag?
This? Oh, I'm going to do a little cleaning up.
Why are you home early?
I brought work home with me. To do. After I clean up. You girls haven't been in your mom's in my bedroom, have you?
No.
Good. You should go out for a while.
Why?
Great! Can I borrow the laptop?
Sure.
Come on, Beth. Let's go.
No. You need to tell Dad.
We can tell him later.
Sure. Later. Later's great. Out the door.
Why do you want us to leave, Daddy?
I have things to do. Stuff. Things.
We can just stay here while you do stuff and things.
No, I have work things. I need to concentrate while I do work things.
How can you do work without the laptop?
Oh, good point. Margaret, leave the laptop here.
No! Shut up, Beth!
She's right, honey. I need the laptop for the work things. The work things I'm going to do while you are not here. Give me 45 minutes and you can come back.
No!
Why do you want us to leave for 45 minutes, Daddy?
Margaret, give me the laptop and get out.
No!
Give me...
You come right back down those stairs, young lady!
Beth, let go of me!
Daddy, what are you doing?
Stay out of our room, Mark!
Margaret? Margaret?
Ah! Great.
Dad, there's someone...
In your room?
Under the covers? I couldn't see!
It was dark and I tripped!
We have to call the police!
Frogger is in pieces! Lots and lots of pieces!
Okay, who wants ice cream? Or pizza? Or... Okay, you may have one alcoholic beverage.
Dad! There's a dead dog and a stranger in there!
That is not correct.
There isn't a dead dog in there?
No, there is a dead dog. I was coming home to take care of that, but there's no stranger.
Father, who is in that bed?
Your mom, obviously.
Oh my God, you killed Mom!
What? No, Mom is fine. She's just sleeping.
Next to the head of a dog?
I am sorry you had to see that. Are you sure you don't want a drink? I could use one.
Ted, is that you?
Great. You woke her up. One second, honey. Jesus, who raised all the shades?
I did. It was like a tomb in here.
That was the point! Girls, please get out of here, please.
I want to see my mother.
Honey, she's fine.
I want to see my mother!
Fine. You have been warned.
I thought I heard screaming. Girls, what are you doing here? Is the sun down?
Mom, is that blood on your face?
What?
No, Margaret, that's lipstick. Okay, no, you're right, it's blood.
Oh my God, is that Frogger's blood? Mom, did you kill Frogger?
What? No, sweetheart. Frogger went to his forever home today. He's fine.
He's not fine. He's been torn to shreds.
Ted, a word, please.
Great. Stay here.
Why is the carcass still here?
The girls came home early.
I asked you to do one thing.
One thing? One thing? Do you know how hard I try for you? How many dogs and cats I've had to hurry home to dump for you? It's a miracle they haven't come home early before.
Why are they home early? Margaret has band practice and Beth has a game.
I have no idea.
You didn't ask them?
Sorry, they were distracted by The Walking Dead. I'm sorry. Don't get mad.
That That's a terrible thing to say.
I know. I'm under a lot of stress.
You're under stress. This is not easy for me. I need your support, Ted.
All I do is support. Keep the blinds drawn, bring you food, clean up your food, lie to the damn neighbors about where you are.
Language.
Lie to your daughters about where you are, what you are.
I did this for them.
Well, now you can tell them all about it.
Mom, she doesn't look too good.
Yeah.
She's so pale.
She's always looked a little pasty.
She said it was the fluorescent lights.
She said.
She said they're not flattering on anyone.
I don't think it's the lights.
What's wrong with her?
She's sick. She's really sick.
Like, cancer sick?
I don't think cancer makes you eat dogs. Oh God, it's Whitney. Someone sent MargaretWhitakerIsASlut.org to her mom.
So?
So her mom's the principal! Oh God, I can't handle this anymore!
Who cares about your nudie pictures? Who cares about Whitney's mom? Our mom is killing animals! Oh, Frogger.
Frogger was a monster.
No, he wasn't!
He bit you!
He's still a living creature! Or was. And now he's scattered all over Mom and Dad's bedroom.
Oh my God, Dad's laptop! I dropped it on their bed!
Oh good, we were just about to come get you.
Sit down, Margaret. We need to talk to you. Not on the bed, honey. It's a little messy.
Beth!
What?
Come in.
I'm good in the doorway. Thanks.
Sweethearts, we need to talk to you. There are some things we've been keeping from you.
What kind of things?
Grown-up things.
What kind of grown-up things?
Your mother's a vampire.
Ted!
What?
I was going to ease into that, Ted.
11 years, Alice. No more easing.
Is this a joke?
No, honey. I'm sorry. I didn't want to worry you.
Because nothing says don't worry like a dismembered dog.
Your father was supposed to have cleaned that up. Speaking of, Ted, could you do something about the mess? Beth looks like she's about to faint.
More like throw up.
Fine.
Mommy, how did this happen?
It didn't happen, sweetheart. I chose it.
What?
Don't worry. I did my research. The vampire I used got excellent reviews on Yelp.
You found a vampire on Yelp?
You can find anything if you look hard enough.
Beth, scooch over. You're standing on Frogger's paw.
Ah!
You chose to become a vampire when you had two little kids?
I waited until I was done breastfeeding. I'm not a monster.
This is crazy.
That's what I told her 11 years ago.
Ted!
Daddy, don't make her angry.
Relax, she doesn't eat people.
Just dogs.
And cats. And the occasional iguana. I have to survive, Margaret.
So your whole animal rescue is a lie?
It's not. The last chance animal rescue takes in the most unwanted of unwanted animals and finds a permanent place for them. It's not a lie.
You tell people it's no kill.
No. I tell people we do not put animals to sleep. And we don't. They are awake until the end.
Margaret, scooch. I gotta get the leg.
It's not like I'm eating puppies and kittens. I only take the meanest, the sickest, and the oldest. I'm natural selection.
Natural selection thirsts for blood.
Ted!
Mom, what about Love Puff?
What about Love Puff?
You said Love Puff went to a farm.
Love Puff was very old, honey. He wasn't enjoying life anymore.
Mom, did you eat Love Puff? Love Puff, who was our family dog, Love Puff?
Your mother can assure you it was all very natural.
Ted!
Well, it seemed like a waste of money to take him to the vet to be put down.
Oh my God, Love Puff!
Girls, I told her not to. I told her it would come back to bite her.
Love Puff never bit anyone!
That's metaphor. Jesus, Alice, how many pieces are there?
Love Puff. Love Puff!
Oh, for Pete's sake, Beth, it was just a dog.
Love Puff, Love Puff, Love Puff!
Mom, people bring you their pets because they think you're going to take care of them. Because they care about them, even if they are old or sick.
Oh, please. If these people actually cared about their pets, they'd stay with them until the end. That's what you do when you love someone. That's what I am doing for you.
What?
I will
always be here for you.
That's not metaphor.
Mom, we are not your pets.
Of course not. If you were my pets, you'd be dead in 15 years, and there would have been no need for me to make this sacrifice.
Mommy, why?
Oh, sweetheart, my sweetheart, who still remembers a toothless, incontinent old dog. Do you remember that day on the playground when you scared me so much?
No.
Well, of course not. You were so young then, not much more than a year, but already such a little adventurer. Not like your sister. She was never one to put in a lot of effort on anything.
Hey!
It's not a criticism, Margaret. If your sister was more like you, I'd probably still be human. But you, Beth, you were always looking to try something new. And that day you wanted to go down the slide head first. I was trying to get Margaret to climb the jungle gym, and of course she didn't want to and was crying. So I didn't see you get on the slide until you shouted, "Mama, look at me!" And whoosh, down you went towards the ground.
What happened?
I ran as fast as I could, and I caught you halfway down. I was so scared. You could have cracked your head open.
But I didn't.
Because I caught you. Who knows what would have happened if I hadn't been there? And then I realized that no matter what I did, at some point, I wouldn't be there to catch you. Maybe you'd survive slides and swimming lessons and dating. But what about when you're older? What if something bad happens to middle-aged you and I'm not there?
Mom, I think that's just life.
It's unfair. It's unfair to have a child, to give your heart to that child, and then have to leave them partway through the journey. I won't do it. I'm going to be with you, for always.
Except you're not. You're never with us. You never come to my games. Dad's the one at the parent-teacher conferences.
It's not my fault your extracurricular activities are all in the daytime.
What about parent-teacher? Those are at night.
And then some nosy teacher wonders why Beth's mother never ages.
How can you protect us if you're never there in our lives?
You're 14. You don't know what's important in life. I made sure I'd be there to see you get into a good college, a rewarding job, into the right nursing home for your inevitable decline. That's more important than seeing you hit a ball with your head, which, by the way, we need to discuss, as I've read some alarming articles about soccer and concussions and brain damage and...
Now you're going to protect me from soccer?
Speaking of brains, I'm just missing Frogger's head.
It's here on the bed.
Okay. With my laptop?
Uh-oh.
There's viscera on it.
Don't look at me. I wasn't using it.
It was me. I'm sorry. Let me clean it off.
No way. You're the one who dropped it on the dog's head. I'll be lucky if it's not fried.
Dad, please. Just let me have it for a second.
No way. Margaret, let go.
Dad.
Let go.
Dad, please.
Let
please.
Go of my laptop.
Dad! Oh, my God.
Wow, Mom. You're really fast.
Margaret, when your father says give him his laptop, you give him his laptop. Ted, let me look. If there's any blood, I'm sure I can lick it out. Waste not, want not. What the hell is this? Margaret Whittaker is a slut.org? .org. What is this, some kind of jailbait not-for-profit?
Garrett Thomason did it. She gave him the pictures.
Beth!
You gave nude pictures to a boy? Why would you be so stupid?
I'm calling the police.
If you do that, Garrett will tell everyone Margaret stole the answers to the English final.
What English final?
Last year's.
That was you?
Yes.
You cheated?
Yes.
Okay, honey.
Ted, stay out of this. Margaret, we studied for this.
No, you studied for it. You did my homework to make sure it was perfect.
Oh, so it's my fault.
Relax, Mom. I'm sure Margaret Whittaker is a slut.org will look great on her college applications.
Mom, you're starting to scare me.
After everything I've done for you?
Mom? Mom?
Ted, is the sun down yet?
Sweetheart, let's breathe, or whatever it is you do now.
Is the sun down?
2 minutes ago.
Mommy?
Where did she go?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm Alice Maxwell Whitaker. I live over on Woodcrest. Would you invite me in, please?
Of course. Come in.
Thank you. That will make this easier.
Make what easier?
It doesn't matter. You're not going to remember any of this.
I'm not going to remember any of this.
Mom, I'm heading out. Oh, excuse me.
Garrett, this is Mrs. Whitaker.
Uh-oh.
Famous last words.
That's definitely not metaphor. Metaphor.
Alice? Are you... Oh, my God. What did you do?
I shut down Margaret Whitaker as a slut.org. Permanently. Now, Margaret, I am very disappointed in you.
You talked to Garrett?
Of course I did.
What did you say?
It was a very brief conversation. We got right to the point.
What did he say?
Not a lot.
Mom, did you eat Garrett Thomason?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, Mommy!
Oh, my God. Girls, get out of here.
No, no. Your father was right, girls. We were wrong to keep secrets from you. Maybe if I'd been honest from the start, Margaret, you wouldn't have become so desperate you'd risk your future over a silly test. Because I could have fixed that for you, sweetheart. I can fix everything for you.
Uh-huh.
But I can't fix it if I don't know about it. You have to tell me. Don't be ashamed. Be open. And so, in our new spirit of openness and sharing, I tell you, my darling girl, yes, I ate Garrett Thomason. I am glad I did. He hurt you. He deserved it. He was also delicious.
You did that for me, Mom?
I would do anything for you, my baby. For any of you. Even you, Ted. I love you all.
Maybe you can tell us what to do when the police find out?
No one will find out. I took care of it. Like I always do. Like I always will.
How?
And 5 weeks into the search for the missing Garrett Thomason, charges are finally being filed against his parents. However, the DA is uncertain whether they will be found fit to stand trial, as both husband and wife continue to deny they ever had a son. Police have also been frustrated in their investigation by what they call selective amnesia on the part of potential witnesses.
We get tips, and then by the time we follow up, the person doesn't remember anything. And I mean anything. Even that they called us in the first place. I've never seen anything like it.
Mom! I found my pictures again!
Where?
I think it's from a site in Denmark.
I told you, the internet is immortal. Like vampires.
More like cockroaches. You just have to keep stamping them out. I'll book a flight tomorrow.
Maybe it'll be some creepy old loner nobody will miss anyway.
I hope so. That minister was a disaster. Lot of work to cover that one up.
He was a pervert.
Yes, he was, but he was a pervert who had a lot of friends and family. Oh, he even tasted phony.
Mom, I'm going to Kayla's to study.
I'll drop you off.
Tell Kayla I said hello. And please don't tell her anything else. I don't like hypnotizing your friends. It feels like a violation.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Why bother studying? Mom will get you into wherever you want. Stanford, Harvard, whatever. If they don't take you, she'll just threaten to eat the admissions department. Beth, we are set. Set for life.
I want to pretend some things are still up to me.
Beth, sweetheart, I'll have cookies for your class tomorrow. Unless you'd prefer a cake or a tort.
That's okay, Mom. I can make them.
It's no trouble. I want to do it. I love you.
Lucky me. Come on, Dad.
Don't worry, Mom. She'll come around. I did.
I know. It's just hard to wait for her to grow up.
Did Dad mention that someone called? They had this dog, potentially rabid?
Last Chance Animal Rescue is closed. Permanently. There's no point anymore. You know what they say. Once you taste human, that's all you're consuming.
But how are you going to, you know, find enough food? This Denmark guy is the first one in weeks.
I've already found a solution.
There are going to be a lot of miles put on the new light and soundproof minivan that sits in the Whitaker driveway. Miles all over Texas and Oklahoma, where prison officials suddenly aren't raising a fuss about not being able to get pharmaceuticals for lethal injections anymore. They say they found a solution, but when asked for details, they don't remember any. In the meantime, Alice Maxwell Whitaker is back to work, making sure her daughters' lives will be smooth and easy, no matter what they do. For Margaret, it's a dream come true. For Beth, well, she puts on a good show. After all, her mother only wants what's best for her. But what's best for Beth, she's keeping that to herself. For now.
All right, it's shop class, not talk class. Pull out your projects. Beth, what are you making again? A steak knife?
No, just a steak. A wooden one.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Mother Loves You, was written and produced by Nicole Grevy. It featured Todd Faulkner as Ted, Colleen Liss as Margaret, Emily Edwards as Beth, and Deborah Martin as Alice, along with the vocal talents of Heather McAllister, Nicole Grevy, and Shelley Davis. This is Allison Crane, reminding you not to miss story time at the Uncanny County Children's Library. This week, the Giving Tree decides it's time for some payback.